The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Good evening. This is Celebrity Pete Tagar, Nicholas Rubin, and the lovely
fashion wellness coach, Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the
Forget About It show.
We're here.
Hey, everyone.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hope everybody's doing good today. Well, today's Celebrity Pizza Guy is, this is our show. And we're going to be here to tell you what we're about, where we've been, what we've been doing, how we've been catering these events. And we're going to be talking with an amazing producer who is the reason why we got involved in all of this, and who introduced us to Eric Zuli and the recipe of the week and our nutritional facts. So anyways, how you doing there, Nick?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome.
How's everyone out there doing? Are you all ready for Christmas?
I think some people are. I think some people are still waiting to get in the mood, and I'm hoping that we surround ourselves with more of the people that are not the Scrooge or the humbug kind of people. So far we've been going to events, and we've been coming back with lots of laughter and lots of happy times, and, you know, getting to spend time with our families and stuff. You know, first this week, you know, we went and we catered an event called Kiss the Monkeys with Alex Harris and Raquel Sanchez, who was a birthday girl, by the way. And
who turned 50.
What an amazing
wow.
Countdown. And let me tell you, this girl does not look 50. So she just looked amazing. And some of the people that we met were really, really a lot of fun. And we catered the event. We cooked for how long did we cook?
7 hours.
And, you know, he is such an amazing chef. He just, like, you know, acts like it's nothing, you know, like it's just brushing his teeth.
We were on a time-consumed timetable.
Yeah, and also, so we got to the event, which was amazing the way they had the whole thing set up. And, you know, they were waiting for us. They thought, wow, this is really good. I mean, and they had us all splashed up on the wall and everything, Celebrity Pizza Guy. And we laid the food out, and I'm not kidding you, the 7 hours of cooking the food, and it was gone in how long?
A half hour.
Oh, my God. I thought, oh, no, these people are just, like, famished. So they had been waiting, and they tasted it.
No, they ate it.
They kept coming back, and it was like, wow, we couldn't believe some of the response that we got from this type of thing. And we didn't do pizzas this time. We did chicken piccata, and we did penne alla vodka and salad, and Nick's amazing recipes. It was fun, and
it was awesome.
And then we were fortunate enough to, after 25, 26 years, Nick got to meet up with two of his old buddies from when he was 6 years old. And, you know, we went to a party with Giuseppe Franco Christmas party in Beverly Hills. And when we got to the place, which was at Cafe Roma, I was so impressed with the way these guys just took Nick and just embraced him. And it was like, it was really a cool thing. Didn't you feel good when we went there?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
I thought,
forget
about it is right. We had so much fun there. And, you know, we had
And my
some...
friends are Tommy Rocco Sarah and Jeffrey Sarah,
and Jeffrey
who
Sarah.
Cut hair at Giuseppe Franco's. And it was a great time meeting them and hanging out with them, and we had a great time together.
And, you know, and also, too, I was able to, at Kiss the Monkeys, I met the hairdresser of the year, which was amazing, which was Carlos. And he was just amazing. I couldn't believe how Zapata is his last name, and he's been awarded hairdresser of the year. I was very impressed to meet him and knew that he really, really deserved what he was getting. And then to meet Giuseppe, that was good too, and all the people that were there. And so we also met up with our friend who brought us into this whole thing. Actually, it was your friend, Nick, and originally you had met him, and we're going to
I met him on Facebook, but he's from Bridgeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Who is about 20 minutes from Vineland, New Jersey, where I'm from. And that is where my friends Jeffrey and Rocco Sarah lived a block over from me in Vineland, New Jersey. And, yeah, it was pretty wild for four Jersey guys that are in a 20-mile radius meeting up together.
That's amazing. And, you know, one thing we did do before we ended our evening, we went walking a little bit around, you know, the street there on Camden, and or Cannon, rather, in Beverly Hills. And across the street from Giuseppe Franco's pizzeria, mind you. And we're always looking at pizzerias because we want to, you know, get involved.
Taste tests,
and we're going to start
doing
some.
See what they have to offer.
Yeah, we're going to start doing some recipe swap type stuff. But also we want to go in and we want to taste different things that are in different restaurants. But this one in particular was really an interesting story because we have a thing with Sylvester Stallone. He's going to be coming out with, I guess he posted that he's going to be coming out with some Pizza Guy
comedy show.
And of course it's completely different from ours. And you know, of course I have the original Pizza Guy, but
celebrity pizza.
Yes, and he's now the celebrity pizza guy, which is just the bomb. And so we went in, and we decided, okay, we're going to order a pizza.
And it's called Mulberry Street.
And so, yes, it's called Mulberry Street. Evidently, that's what the story is going to be about with Sylvester Stallone. We went in there, we tasted the pizza, and of course, I hate to say this, but
forget about it.
It was like, I couldn't believe it. I almost wanted to say, will you let Nick go behind there and spin a pie and show you how it's really supposed to be done?
Oh, my God, I mean.
I was like, oh, my goodness. And so anyway, so as we were walking out, I said to this couple, I told them we were going to be piloting. We're shooting the pilot this weekend, which we're so excited about, for Celebrity Pizza Guy. And I introduced them to Nick. And I'm going to tell you, they were so impressed. And they had never eaten the pizza either. And I told them, I said, well, you got to tune in, and it's going to be awesome. So anyway, so moving on, we decided that,
And they wanted photos of me.
Yes. They wanted photos. So we did get photos and we did get some good content and everything. So, you know, we had a story that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks with Sherry Papini. She was the girl who got abducted running here in Shasta County. And, you know, it's unfortunate but fortunate that we do get to talk to people here.
In Reading here that
know her. And
we were
listening to Dr. Oz the other day, and he had Nancy Grace on, and it was so shocking to hear her say the words that just came out of my mouth last weekend, because I had spoken with one of their old nannies, and you know, basically she said the same thing. She felt that the husband would never hurt her. The husband loved her. He passed the polygraph. Everything was a good deal. They also were stating that they had not caught the captors or anything.
And they have no leads on the investigation.
And to mention something, she also mentioned something about Tara Smith, which is really ironic because I did that as well. And she was, definitely someone who had gone and gotten abducted, and of course we think she's in the lake. But the point is this other girl, Sherry Papini, came up, and she came back to her family. So we were really happy about that.
And they went to high school together.
And there was no correlation, and it was just weird to hear it on, you know, TV and have Nancy saying the exact words that I did. So who knows? Maybe she was listening to that show, huh? You think?
Maybe.
You never know. But anyways, well, listen, we're going to go to commercial, and when we come back, we're going to introduce Eric Zulis.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or easywaybroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hey, we're back. So, anyways, I'm going to introduce someone right now who is the reason why we have our wonderful radio show, who's going to also introduce our guest. And, you know, we are represented by him, and we're represented by his company, by EasyWayPromotions.com, which has worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Akon, Kobe Adonis, Tyga, Richard Dreyfuss, Mario Lopez, Quentin Aaron, and his partners with Tim Brown. How about that? With the EasyWay Visa card coming in 2017. He was also on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine. He works with the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. He represents Lamborghini Gold Champagne, which I cannot wait is on our in our event this weekend. Works with the NFL alumni with Emery Patterson, who will be there as well. NASCAR through Xfinity Series driver, 2017 driver Jordan Flash Rose, and has produced 50 A-list events. Can you imagine that? Congressman Brad Sherman signed off his award, and he's had an award named after his movement, which we can see why. EasyWay honored the co-founder of E! Entertainment and much, much more. For more information, go to ericzuli.net, Z-U-L-E-Y. And Eric, how are you?
Hey, you're getting better at that intro there, Penny. You're starting.
I know.
To
I've got a good teacher.
Well, let's welcome everybody, you guys. Forget about it. I haven't heard "forget about"
forget
one time.
About
I've been listening
it.
To the show. I've been waiting for that. But hey, everybody. Yeah, I am Eric Zulli, one of the top 10 influencers in the world for. Exactly. I am Eric Zulli, one of the top influencers in the world for social media, published by several magazines and. Today is an awesome day. We have amazing, amazing guests, and let me get the proper music in here so we can give him that proper introduction. He's doing his thing. So, guys, we got Dwayne Sample. Dwayne Sample is an actor and a model and now producer of the new Celebrity Pizza Guys show, the Forget About It show, radio and television. Dwayne has been seen on Animal Kingdom, TNT's Animal Kingdom, Fox's Pitch, and he's just doing a lot of amazing things. You'll see him on some of the biggest runways and the biggest photo shoots with some of the biggest people, the biggest red carpets. Without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce Mr. Dwayne Sample. Welcome to the show.
Forget about
hey,
it.
How you doing, everybody?
Forget about it.
What's up, Double D?
What's up?
How's my man doing?
Oh, everything is great. Glad to be here.
That's good. That's good. So... Well,
that's all we'll do.
Well, let me ask you this. So tell me something besides how awesome you are. Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in a small town called Woodstown, New Jersey, and I also from there I went to Bristol, New Jersey, which both of them are only like 15 minutes away from where Nick grew up.
You were in cow country.
Cow country. Moon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's actually a rodeo there.
So you're a country boy?
He was on Let's Make a Deal as a country boy.
That's good. You were, that's right.
Yeah, so I used to go to Ocean City, New Jersey all the time on the boardwalk where Nick actually started.
Yeah, was your school nearby there?
I was about a half hour away. But,
oh,
yeah,
so
I love that
gets...
area.
Yeah. Well,
you want to throw this guest in?
What's that?
Okay, never mind. So, Dwayne, you love that area. So, How long did you live in Jersey until you went further into your career where you're at?
I lived in Jersey through high school, and then I went to the military, went to the Army, and then after that, I lived in Philadelphia for 3 years.
Wow, Philadelphia, that's pretty cool.
So how long were you in the service?
I was on active duty for 7 years, and then I transferred over to the reserve.
Mr. Nick Rubin, Mrs. Penny Latham, the pizza guy. Guys, thank you so much for having me on California's favorite radio station.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome.
Yeah.
And how do you know Dwayne?
I do know Dwayne just through various events I've attended with him through social media. I, too, also am a prior service member as well. I was in the Reserves and the Marines.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great for serving our country.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys are very welcome.
That's
no
a
problem.
Round for applause.
No kidding. Absolutely.
Right on.
So,
I'm just so pumped to be here right now, guys. I'm sorry. Say again?
Tell us how you guys met. Tell us where you were and
how did you meet?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, basically, so Dwayne and I met in the first, probably in the second event we were doing, I want to say one of the, it was the second Comic-Con event we actually met. And I just kind of slowly worked towards the behind the scenes with him, mainly just doing assistant marketing / brand ambassador, I guess you can say that. but yeah, from that point on, that time last year at Comic-Con, we just kind of clicked, and I slowly started taking the role for just kind of behind the scenes work, and just it's just been a kind of a snowball effect from there. And Dwayne's a solid producer. He's a fun, lovable guy. He's extremely professional in everything he does. Very professional. I mean, guys, I don't know what to say. I mean, hey, Denzel Washington, eat your heart out, right?
Oh,
right?
He's
seriously
a model. He's an actor. He's in everything.
Yeah.
So Dwayne, this friend of yours, so Stephen, how are you? Now, when was the last time you guys saw each other?
Event was – oh, sorry. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. Yeah, we worked at events in Comic-Con. I did some marketing and for Mr. Robot. And then we did events with Runway Magazine. And also we did some promotions for some of the clubs in L.A.
That's pretty cool.
So, Stephen, what do you do, basically, as in Hollywood? And how did you
make it
to where you are today?
Well, right now I'm just a humble student. Right now, I'm not particularly any kind of in acting or singing any kind of the arts there. Once again, I'm going to school for business / history, so I'm just focusing on marketing, focusing on working behind the scenes, kind of doing a lot of branding with Dwayne, and literally just
that's
kind
cool.
of we're just trying to piece together the puzzles, for him and his image. But right now, for me, I really want to push hard on focusing on branding his image and just having him climb the steps slowly but surely,
Yes, you need that marketing degree to do that branding. And you need to...
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing now. For sure.
And it's definitely who you know, right?
Yes. Yes, it's who you know. I mean, yeah, the degree is important. We all know that, right? But it's definitely who you know. And right now, there's just so many different levels of things going on in Hollywood right now, so many different TV shows right now, more so. That's the biggest thing I think we want to brand towards is getting hooked on one of these TV shows. So,
Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Forget about it.
Steven's actually going to be at the event on Sunday as well.
So are you coming to our event this weekend?
Oh, yes. Definitely going for that. Super stoked about that. I actually have myself and my girlfriend coming. And,
awesome.
It's going to be a great time. We're there for the kids,
I will
be, yeah. No kidding.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's really good. Forget about it.
You're going to enjoy the
Forget
pizza.
About
You're
it.
Enjoy the food. You're going to enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready to have fun.
Hey, let me ask
yep.
you something, Stephen. What's your five steps of branding to branding? What would you say would be
what's
your
version?
What's your version?
My five steps to branding?
Yeah.
I'd say, just, you know, making things monetizing the image right now. Five steps, I'm still kind of developing that myself. It's kind of in the works. I don't really have a solid answer for that right now, to be honest with you, but it's right now we're just trying to monetize. We're trying to monetize his image into getting him into a TV show, you know, so that's basically it for that.
Well, you guys definitely need to sit and talk to Eric Zulli. You know, I mean, he's had us in 3.5 months.
Four months.
I keep telling
in
Nick that
months.
It's 6 to 7 because I feel like, gosh, we've been doing so much. How can we possibly do all this in this short amount of time? But
in 4 months, we are where we are today.
But yeah,
that's awesome.
And we're just so excited to have so many people like yourself.
Thank you so much, guys.
And Dwayne, I'm going to tell you something. Thank you so much for introducing us to Eric and for sticking with us and understanding the dream of what Nick wants to do. And, you know, I really do feel that, you know, it is a team effort and, you know, a vision. But awesome, you know, and Eric, you know, God, every time we turn around, he's always got new ideas. So you definitely got to collaborate with him, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very important. Get that marketing team up, and then we'll have those four steps. I'll come back to you on that question for sure.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, this is only the beginning. This is got a lot of stuff going
on
this year.
And, you know, and Dwayne, you know, we've got, you know, you're the one that pulled this whole thing together. I mean, I remember talking to Nick, and he was telling me, yeah, I'm talking to this guy named Dwayne, and he was on the East Coast still, and I was here, and I came up
with the idea.
And he wanted to do the pizza cooking show, and you were just like the person that pushed him to do it. And then when he came out here, you know, between the two of us, I mean, we pushed him. And then when we came down and met you and Eric down in Los Angeles, that was amazing. And you really were the snowball that, you know, that kept this thing, you know, rolling. And you know, we really appreciate that. And, you know, the pizza show. So what do you think we need to do with this pizza show, Dwayne? I mean, are you excited about this?
Put the whole thing together.
I mean, are you thinking
I'm very excited. And Eric has done a great job so far, and I'm just happy to be a part of the team. I love the theme of having celebrities, you know, create their own pizza. And like Nick, we talked about, like, there's no other pizza show. So to have that on air is going to be a great thing.
So with all these multifaceted things going on in your life, you're an actor and a model, besides being the producer, you know, have you had any speed bumps that, you know, you've experienced with the modeling and the acting and like
any hard times?
Any hard times?
And how did he?
How you overcome them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's just like everything. There's always. Yeah, you're always going to go through speed bumps. I guess from my military training, I'm always calm and collected, so I stay consistent and keep moving no matter what speed bumps I have come across me. And then they always seem to fall into place as long as you stay confident in what you want to do.
Awesome.
Are there any stories you could share with us that might have happened to you that might have strengthened you or maybe kind of got your attention to the point where you said, oops, I better not do that again, or, you know, that you could share with people out there that might want to be getting into what you're doing?
The best advice would be to research on everything before you put your all into it. Cause, you know, sometimes that's when you run into speed bumps, when you don't do your research on what you're focusing on, and you run into to some people that may not be out to help you, and that's what I learned.
absolutely.
I wanted to say something about that too. Part of that is what I was saying earlier, that whole discovery process. What is really the marketplace for Dwayne right now? And I think the TV shows, definitely a good open marketplace. That's the first thing. And that's just all part of the discovery process. And then, of course, from there, you can just, you know, implement a strategy and then implementation and then just measure what is actually monetized and so on and so forth. So I'm just so ecstatic for Dwayne and his goals, and we're just gonna keep
that's
pushing
awesome.
Forward.
Yeah, that's
what
we'll
do, right?
That's awesome.
So let's talk about Animal Kingdom and Fox Pitch. What have you learned from those experiences?
It was a very great experience working with the people with Animal Kingdom and Fox Pitch. I got to, you know, see how it works with the big screens, and from that I made a lot of connections to that to even mm-hmm. get more gigs. Like I was on Modern Family shooting a few weeks ago, and I'm going to be on season 6 of Bar Rescue with John Taffer.
Oh, that's
coming
so
up
cool.
Soon, early.
I will be the guest host on that.
What are you
going to
be doing on that one there, Dwayne?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be one of the guests, John Taffer, on that show, and we're going to be talking about some of the interesting fights that happened in the bars.
Oh, my God. You could have done that at Giuseppe's party, right? That's funny.
What, can you explain what bar it is that you're going to be going to, or
yeah,
no?
There you go.
Well, it's going to be like it's going to be talking about a bunch of different bars, but one of them is going to be End Zone.
Oh, really?
The
wow.
sports bar. End
Zone.
That's pretty cool.
That's the one that you want me to check out.
Yeah.
Well, this is the one.
Out of all the
Rex Carpets. Oh yeah.
Out of all the Rex Carpets you have walked, what stands out in your head and why?
I think. The red carpet that stands out to me is when I went to the Oscar Awards this year. That was really good to see everyone, and like I had a good experience there.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, that's cool. That's really good.
But you love the red carpets, Dwayne. You love posing. You're the model.
Hey, you know what, something? I have a request from you, Dwayne. I want you to create a drink for me because I'm putting drinks and pizzas together for this event we're doing on Sunday. We're going to pair the pizza to the drinks, and, you know, we're going to have all different kinds of drinks. So if you had your Dwayne sample pizza, what would you want for a drink to go with it?
Ooh.
I already know it's pizza.
Yeah, you do. And was on his pizza. So what was on his pizza? So
it's called a Baconator.
Ooh, that sounds good.
A double D Baconator.
Bacon.
Yeah, forget about it.
So what would you pair with that pizza and a drink?
A drink. I'll probably mix a little vodka and ginger ale together.
What about a Bar Rescue mixed drink, huh? Do we have any of those we can put with this? That would be a really cool thing because we could just, you know, tell the bartender, hey, this is the drink of the night. Besides the Easy Way drink, we got Eric Zuli's drink too.
Yeah, let me think about it. I'll come up with a real good one for you.
Well, that's good, yeah, because we definitely want to have some.
Yeah.
Some drinks that are gonna
you have to come up with
dead.
One for Sunday.
Absolutely.
So that we could serve it at the bar.
Absolutely.
And pair it with your pizza. Because I'm gonna be creating
no
your
problem.
Pizza amongst other pizzas.
What's your drink of choice?
Probably say vodka and pineapple.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Wait a minute. A vodka pineapple would go good with a Baconator.
You know, we got a really good vodka company we're bringing into Easy Way. That's going to be awesome. Well, that's a good one. We'll have to keep that one in mind.
And actually, maybe we could put some pineapple on the bacon pizza.
That's perfect.
And then have a pineapple vodka drink. And there you go. There's your pair.
There it
is. How's that sound?
That'll be a good one to go with this toy drive. So we got this toy drive we're doing this weekend for Toys for Tots, and you know, besides the pilot of Celebrity Pizza Guy, and you know, who have you invited? Who to the event so far?
Well, I got Steven and his lady friend coming, and also Lance Summers, who is actually one of the supervisors with Disney in the animation department.
Okay, cool.
And
right,
he works on
spread
things.
The word
he
about
works.
This, Mr. Dwayne.
Yeah, Lance
yeah,
Summers.
Yeah, we'll
very
have to.
Good.
Go ahead.
Lance Summers is a very good guy. He worked on Frozen and Zootopia, uh-huh. which are really,
really?
Movies awesome. That did really well.
Very cool. That's really good. You know, that company that we're putting for the vodka we'll have to put with your drink is the Provincial is the name of the a vodka company. We'll have to let them know that we've got the Dwayne sample drink.
There we go.
Okay.
So, all right, Dwayne, I'm going to move on to one thing.
Okay.
So you do music videos. You produce music
yeah.
videos, rapping videos.
Another challenge.
I'm going to get you
yeah.
off the Go
okay.
ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I also produce music videos, and I've also did a TV show called The Flood out in San Diego where we did local, talk about local celebrities and events and sports and everything that's going on in San Diego to get the people out to those events.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Yeah, I did produce a music video.
Uh-huh.
I saw Nothing's Promised Tomorrow with rapper Ice NG and Matt West, who live in the Pasadena area. And it was about...
Wow.
Yeah, it was about being poor and then dreaming that becoming wealthy later in life, and that's what the theme of the video was.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So it's a story.
And that's down in San
yes.
Diego?
Cool.
That was filmed in Pasadena.
Oh, in
LA.
Pasadena. Okay, by Glendale. Now, yeah, we definitely want to go down there and have you show us San Diego, that's for sure.
So
oh, yeah.
The plug is covered. Is the plug covering Easy Way Cares Toy Drive with Toys for Tots?
Yes.
Okay.
And how many followers do you have? With the show?
The plug currently has a little under, like around 15,000 followers on there.
Wow.
And,
well,
awesome.
And I have like a little over 30,000 on my personal Instagram for modeling and acting.
That's crazy. Wow, you're just really being modest. Well, that's neat. That's really good. So if you could give us... a word to the wise when we do our pilot this weekend and Nick's up there doing his thing, what would you say? Forget about it.
Yeah, of course. I would say forget about it.
Forget about it. No, don't say forget about it. We're going to say just do it.
Just do it.
And then we're going to say forget about it when it's done.
When it's done, yeah. Round
yeah,
one.
We still
got to
do
we're
going to do our Men in Black team.
Men in
yeah,
Black
team.
You
got
it.
You got it. We are the Men in Black.
You could have done that on the red carpet the other night, too.
Yeah, except we didn't bring clothes for that event because we didn't know where we were going.
Yeah, we didn't know where we were going. But there you go. It was good.
I'll be sure to knock back a couple of those Dwayne sample drinks, you know?
There you go.
Hey, I'm telling you. It'll be good. We'll have to.
And then you're going to have his pizza. Hawaiian bacon.
That's right.
There you go.
That's awesome. That's really
double
big.
So, Dwayne, since you were on Animal Kingdom, TNT Network, Billionaire Matchmaker. You were on The Pitch. So, are you still on The Pitch? Is The Pitch still going on? Or
yeah, that's approaching their final episode. I'm not involved in that anymore. But I had
Go ahead. Sorry.
I worked for Comic-Con for 2 years in a row, and I was like the marketing and brand ambassador for them with the show Colony from USA Network with the SAG winner Jeff Holloway, who was on the hit series Lost.
Right.
And Sarah Wayne Callies from The Walking Dead. And this year I did Mr. Robot.
Yeah, you were the brand ambassador for that. That's awesome.
Yes.
I love it. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Comic-Con is like the top five conventions in the world. So it's pretty big for publicity.
Oh, it's huge.
And marketing.
Huge. Huge event. Huge event.
Big.
So when is Animal Kingdom starting back up to come, you know, to create their second season?
Well, the goal has been pushed back a little. I believe they were supposed to start shooting in November, but it's been delayed a little bit. So early spring.
Early spring now.
Coming out.
Well,
but
you know,
they're going to be filming, is. But spring in the springtime will actually should be.
It'll be on the air.
About to wrap up the post-production.
There you go.
Well, that's cool. Well, you know, Jonathan's, the two Jonathans, Jonathan Wells and Jonathan Lithgow, you know, I was really impressed with just one thing that really kind of threw me. You know, he was talking with Nick, and Nick was telling me that he said that Jonathan Wells looked right at him and said, well, you know, I've had this pizza before. And what'd you do, Nick? You looked at him and you said, what?
I said, you look familiar. I said, have you ever been to Ocean City, New Jersey? He goes, yeah, I filmed that night in front of your pizzeria. I go, what pizzeria is that? He goes, Prep's Pizza. I said, how do you remember that? He goes, I remember you.
I thought, that is just a shocker. And they were just, like, devouring
then,
the pizza.
And then
oh, my God.
John Alisco says, I could eat a whole pie by myself. Oh, yeah. That was a great night. We went to the red carpet there with you and went and saw the last episode of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, we're
we had a great time. So that's why I asked, you know, when's it coming back on?
Oh, yeah,
it's a great. I love the show. It's an awesome show. And forget about it.
And forget about it. That's right. We need to see it again.
Yeah, we need to keep it going. And then we need to get them, some of the actors, and create some Celebrity Pizza Guy pizzas.
I think that should be the new slogan. I think that should be the new slogan for America.
There you go. So anyway, let's wrap this up with Dwayne. Dwayne, you've been on for a half hour. You're like the top guest for a half hour.
You are. You're the top.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Now we got speed through. We're gonna go to commercial. Hey, Dwayne and Steve, thank you for being on. And
thank
you
so much,
guys. And,
oh, yeah, my
pleasure,
guys.
I'll be talking to you, and God bless.
And forget about
and
forget
it.
About
oh,
yeah,
forget
we'll
about
see you Sunday,
it.
Sunday night for this great event.
Sunday
my
night.
Man.
See you all guys there.
I'll be talking to you in a half hour.
Forget about it.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, commercial we do.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey, everyone. We're back again. And, you know, it's really something. When someone's doing all the branding and they're helping you, it's really amazing when you put them on the spot and you kind of, you know, ask the questions. Yeah. When
wow.
You say it the other way around,
we
don't forget
it.
About
it. Forget about it. I think he was like a witness to a situation?
He must have been, I'll tell you.
Oh, my own, Aminga.
So,
all right, we're getting to the Pizza Guy's recipe.
Of the week.
Celebrity Pizza Guy's recipe.
There you
and wait till you guys hear this. This is called the Bacon Cheeseburger Pizza. And I'm going to say, when you eat this, you're going to say, forget about it.
Forget about it. That's right.
All right. So we're going to have you have your dough. I already gave you a recipe for dough for the past 3 weeks. Now, basically, all you have to do.
That's like 5 weeks. We're doing good.
Really? All right. It's called a classic ketchup and mustard base. You do 70% ketchup, 30% mustard.
You're kidding.
Around the dough when you pan it out or when you press it out and you put it on your tray or your pill or whatever you want to do. And then you top it with a Colby Jack cheese. And then you add your ground beef, the bacon. And then you top it with cheddar cheese. And then you let it cook. And then when it comes out of the oven, you garnish it with chipped pickles and or depends on what kind of pickles you like. You could have Jewish-style pickles. You could have sweetened butter pickles. You could have any type of pickle. And you pop it on there all over it with a red onion. And you slice it and you dice it. And it goes into your mouth and you say, forget about it. And there is the recipe of the week.
That sounds good. That sounds yummy, actually.
It's going to be awesome because I'm making it there.
Are you really? You're going to make it at that thing? Okay, well, that's good. Well, now we're going to go on to the nutritional fact of the week. And, you know, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things that we want to eat. And, you know, we look at what's the value of the foods that we eat and what we're going to be doing here pretty soon.
Hold
on,
I want to do a shout-out real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
To Mark Barner.
You can interrupt.
Forget
no problem.
About it. He just messaged me. He says, hey, I'm listening to the show, so I'm giving a shout-out to Mark. He's an Easy Way fan, dedicated fan, so just give him props.
All right. Yeah, he definitely follows everybody, and he's always right there. So, yeah, Mark Barner, forget about it. So, anyway, so we've got Mark is in queue. Well,
go ahead. Finish what you're
okay,
doing.
Okay, well, let me just do this real quick. Okay, so have you ever had your tongue, dry or have your tongue swell up or, you know, you're just, you know, nutritionally, you're trying to figure out what foods to eat to keep yourself balanced, your pH, all the different things. Well, vitamin B is a really important thing. We just had a thing happen just recently where we were looking at some labs and stuff with someone regarding vitamin B. And, you know, so I looked it up and I was looking at my different research and, you know, there's different things that vitamin B does. And a lot of times if you don't have the vitamin B, you can actually cause your body to go through something really tragic. And so what's really important is that you get
nutrition.
You make sure your foods stay out of ultraviolet light. You make sure that you eat lots of tuna and rich cereals and baked potatoes and salmon. And, you know, there's different pieces of the puzzle, the spinach, the beef liver for some people that like red meat. Of course, we only do chicken and fish. But the thing is, you know, your yogurts and all your different things and the enzymes that you get from the vitamin B are amazing. And they literally will make you feel healthy.
Whoa.
And what?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I just had blood work done.
Yeah,
what did my B12 say to me?
Yeah, it said he was too much.
Hello.
Too much, forget
I'm
about
120%
it.
I'm 120%
over. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, how can I be 120% B12 over?
So you go to the doctor.
I don't take B12 medications.
Right.
So how am I over?
Yeah, so we're going to.
When are you going to work on that nutritional fact?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Try to
you
come
better, because we need to figure this out, because, you know, you got to keep me healthy.
I know, we better, otherwise you're not going to be able to. He won't be spinning many pies.
Oh, yeah, right. And I'll be spinning too many then. B12 gives you boosts. Hey, that's why I'm so boostful.
That is so crazy. Well, let's see. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see what Mark thinks about B12. Let's bring Mark on.
Hello?
Is this Mark?
What was it you guys wanted to ask me? Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about B12?
Do you know what vitamin B12 is?
Do you know what vitamin B12 is?
Yeah.
You put him on the spot.
I'm sorry, Mark. No, how are you doing? We're just giving
forget
you forget
about
it.
Don't do that.
So tell me, Mark, how are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling kind of hurt right now.
You're kind of hurt? What's going on?
I just lost a best friend of mine 3 days ago.
Oh, that's right. You lost your best friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
That's real tough.
Well, let's just have a silent moment for your friend right now, and let's have 10-second moments,
okay? Silence.
Let's do that.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're sorry about your friend. And, you know, we just want to tell you we appreciate your fan base type of personality. You're always there. You're always right there asking about things. And
you want to be a part of the party.
You want to be a part of the whole thing. And you reach out. And, you know, we can always count on you being on there watching things. So we just want to
do a prayer for your friend.
And
God bless. And may the Lord guide him to the gates of heaven, and may Jesus Christ guide him.
Absolutely. That's for sure.
Amen.
And give you peace while you have your feelings about losing your friend.
Thank you.
And always remember, you have memories.
Absolutely. So, Mark, where are you from? Okay. Is it cold there right now? I betcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. In a way, that's cool. Well, you know what? We just went down to Los Angeles, and it was gorgeous, gorgeous weather. And then we came back up here to Redding, California, which is in Shasta County, and it's cold up here, I'll tell you. So I don't know how you live over there with all that. But, you know, we get snow sometimes too. But have you guys had much snow over there, or are you, what's going on? Are you enjoying the weather
not
over there,
snow.
Or do you get out of Connecticut very much? Do you get to travel?
I don't get out of Connecticut that much. I really want to.
I heard you're coming out this way next year.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you'll love California. California is a whole different place. I was telling Mark that he's talking about coming out here next year. And so, Sandra Tinnan Hicks, she came down from Washington. And so we've had some different things going on. Well, listen, Mark.
Hey, Mark, nice having you on. We have to roll.
We have to roll on to another.
Time's wrapping up here. And God bless your friend. And happy holidays. And hope you have a great holiday. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And may God be with you.
And we also have another caller on. So,
Another caller.
Yeah, we have another caller. So we have to get our other caller on. So take care of yourself, Mark.
Okay.
All right.
Be good.
Be good. Merry Christmas. So we have another caller on. She's a writer for The Plug. And who do we have here?
Who do we have
That's
here?
Right. Hello.
That's right.
All right. And who do we have here?
All right. Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it.
I love it.
Wait a minute. She sounds familiar.
I just wanted to add a little bit about that pineapple drink.
Oh,
I think we need.
Whoa,
yeah,
man.
I think we need one with a side of cayenne pepper.
A cayenne.
Add a little
That's
spice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'll give you a little burn to your fire.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds like a fiery drink. Well, that's pretty cool. So
a little terrifying
in a good way. We could name that the Hawaiian volcano.
We could call that the volcano drink.
I love it. You better trademark that before I steal the idea.
No kidding.
It's my idea.
that's a CPG plug drink.
I'm gonna plug it into
that's
my
cool.
memory.
We have the Baconator and we have the Volcanic Fire Vodka.
Nice.
So tell me, what's your name?
Oh, hey, yeah, that would be a good idea. My name's Sandra O'Day, and I am also
O'Day.
From.
You know, that's quite a name.
Yep, Irish.
That's
my grandmother Margaret actually came from Ireland, so.
Is that right? Wow.
That's
pretty cool. And is that, who are you on Facebook? Is that your name on Facebook?
Oh, no. This
oh,
is,
no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Don't say your name on Facebook because we don't want you to get hit.
Yeah, because they're going to want the volcano.
You know, I got to brush those stalkers off on the daily, so.
I know.
Let's just
I know.
Leave it to be tuned.
Don't let the word out.
Stay tuned fact.
Forget about it.
To be continued. Exactly. Forget about
go.
It.
Well,
so,
you friend
I already forgot about it.
Friend us and then we'll see.
Yeah, Sandra, you can friend us. We'll definitely have that. And let me ask you, so tell me something. What you've been writing for the plug and
oh, I just
so how
out,
how does
actually.
That go?
So basically I'm just kind of taking someone's place because there's been a little bit of a shift in the way that everything's going with that, and you know, we're just going to take it to a little bit of a more exciting place right now. It's a little bit under construction at the moment, but we're bringing on some new good people. So I'm really excited, and yeah, I'm just excited to be on the show and excited that I got to talk to you guys. But definitely the plug is something that, you know, we're just going to address a lot of different things that are going on, you know, basically the political climate, but, you know, make it fun enough where, you know, it's kind of something that people could laugh at, but also, you know, just get a little bit of it, a little bit of buzz of what's going on. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah,
just, hey, listen, our engineer is going to get your info because we'd love to stay in contact with you. And,
right.
You know,
great.
we definitely want to keep the plug going. That's
keep,
for sure.
Keep you going and the plug going. And,
absolutely.
And maybe it could be a help to a celebrity pizza guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwayne's a great guy to work for. So,
well, we
definitely
need, we need writers. That's for sure. Cause we're going to be making changes
that is
all
what
the time.
We need, so you'll be coming in good hands.
Absolutely, and you're connected to Dwayne, and Dwayne's the bomb.
Yeah.
He's the awesome guy.
He's
forget about
the bomb.com.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll give you a forget about.
Well, that's cool. That's really good.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, nice talking to you, and we will be in touch with you.
Yeah, that's
and
really
thank
good.
You for calling in, and hope you have a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll be talking to you.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you. Next. Are we going to commercial? No.
I think we're off air.
No, we're not. It would be saying, da-na-na-na-na. Eric, where are you? Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Eric, where are you?
We're on air still, babe. Talk.
I don't think we are.
We
are.
Are
we
talk,
still on?
Talk.
Really? So we're still on, and I'll tell
you. Know it.
And
well,
we didn't even know
you.
It. So, yeah, you know what?
Oh,
forget
man,
about it.
You
know,
oh.
Everybody needs a teacher.
I've never done this in my life up to 4 weeks ago, and I got my woman here.
Well, that's good. That's really
well,
good.
Well, I hope we're on because, you know, forget about it.
Yeah, well, we definitely have some different things that we're going to be doing this weekend. I just want to give a plug out to Toys for Tots. And, you know, we have a gentleman that is donated. We got the whole department store of the toy department of Kmart. And, you know, they're donating all these different toys. And we have all these different people coming. And you know, we are just so excited that this party that's allowing us to have the venue where we go. And, you know, I think that the most important thing is that, you know, we give a shout out to the kids and we want to make sure everybody gets a toy and we want to make sure kids feel special. And, you know, and you know, the most important thing with our show is that when we get ourselves going and we're able to give
this
our
huge
just huge. Bring everybody together and create this dream that we're trying to do. And I also to do it with nutritional facts, you know. So on Sunday, we're doing an event down in Chinatown. We've got this venue on Spring Street. And you go on to Celebrity Pizza Guy, a recipe and events, or you should be able to get information. And the Community Santa is
Dreamfest.com is what you're going to want to put in, and you can buy a ticket, bring a toy, and enjoy all the happiness and joy
yes.
that we're going to have.
And this is for a great cause, Toys for Tots. On top of 10 Marines going to be there. We have a truckload of Toys for the Tots that a gentleman who is donating all these toys for this huge event. We have Siobhan Roberts, who's going to be singing, who opened up for Justin Bieber. And she's a well-known singer. We have all kinds of other people that are actors and actresses.
Yeah, the line
Gypsy,
is endless.
Gypsy McPhee,
who's going to be there,
who is an actor on Sons of Anarchy and other movies. He just came back from Australia from taping. And
the Soul Train.
Soul Train.
Soul Train dancers are going to be.
The dancers are going to be performing at this
event. And if
event.
You're old enough to remember
and
when
if
they
you remember
do their
Soul
forget
Train.
About it. They're awesome.
Forget about it.
Thanks to Al Boogie. Yeah, so we are.
We have a lot of others that are going to be there that are Fortune 500. We have Lamborghini Champagne.
Oh, yeah, Lamborghini. That's going to be an amazing one. I mean, we're just excited about that one. And, you know, I think that that's going to be our whole thing is we make the celebrity pizzas. Nick creates them with the celebrities. We're going to be doing some fundraising out here, too, with some different Easy Way Cares. And that's what this whole event is about, not just our pilot. You know, it's Easy Way Cares. You know, we definitely want everybody to get involved in giving to back to the community.
Lamborghini Gold Champagne license holder will be there speaking, and Eric Zulli will be there speaking, on top of many other people. His father, James Zulli, will be speaking.
Allison will be speaking as well, hosting.
We have a woman from Fox News.
Yes, Christine Devine.
Christine Devine is going to be there.
So, well, one thing I have to say, Nick, is that, you know, here we started out to do Celebrity Pizza Guy. You were going to make celebrity pies.
No.
And now.
It was supposed to be a Pizza Guy show.
That's right.
Now it's a forget about it.
Celebrity Pizza.
Now
show.
It's a forget about it. Celebrity Pizza
Greg.
Guy show
and now
marketing.
And now we're doing
this. Everything. We're gonna blow up.
Now we're doing this mentored after Jim Zulli and Aretha Gray from NBC, Betty White off their rockers, and Easy Way Radio is hosting. So we've got that's just an awesome deal.
And so, since we have further ado, 2 minutes left, we're going to say
our
goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Now, I'm going to do a shout-out to RAP, Inc., who created Forget About It, Celebrity Pizza Guys T-shirts. I want to put a shout-out to Rubens Hardware in Vineland, my brother's hardware store. I want to put a shout-out
to former NFL players will be there, and Eugenia Kuzmina and Extra Getty, tons of press is covering. And so we just have to understand, it's going to be a huge event, and if you really want to be a part of this, buy a ticket, bring a toy.
And a friend of mine who just got out of the hospital, who's been in there for 2 months, who had
Andy Bradley. Yeah.
He just got out of the hospital just in time for Christmas. God works in mysterious ways, and may God bless him and guide him through.
Absolutely.
We're signing off. And to my family, I'm going to say hello.
Hello. And my family, too. And you know,
God bless.
Like we said, Toys for Tots, bring it. And, oh, Bears for Humanity is going to be there. But Easy Way Cares, just remember that, okay?
And, there you go, right here.
And Steve Rodenbaugh, he's the one that's going to be, you know, he's donating
a truckload of
filled with toys. Dante Sears. And, oh, don't forget, the Marines is going to be.
The U.S. Marine Corps.
They're going to be seeing the toys. They're going to be watching the toys. And
thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
fashion wellness coach Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!